Okay, good morning, everyone. This year's sponsor, the Ilui Nishmas Harav Pinchas ben Avraham Moshe. Okay. We are at Tav Chaf Hei Gimel. Okay, Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos. Gimel, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yod B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, the same day. So there's Musaf, right? And you're supposed to say both. Musaf for Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So, Kolel b'Musaf b'Bracha Revi'it, Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh. In the middle of the fourth Bracha, the Bracha of Kiddush Hayom, the middle one, then that's where we mention the words of, or Psukim, of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and that it's for Musaf. V'Chotem, and we conclude, Mekadesh HaShabbat v'Yisrael v'Rashei Chodashim. So that's how we conclude. B'dievid, if one, because both of them are necessary, so therefore when you say the bracha, you mention them both. If you forget to mention Rosh Chodesh when you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos and then continue Ritzei. So as long as you mention the word Rosh Chodesh during the Da'at Musaf in the middle, you're Yotze, even though it's not at the bracha. The main words of the bracha, the Bir Halacha points out, is Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's the most important. Whole discussion by Yom Tov, we'll leave it for later. But that's the din for Rosh Chodesh. If you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all in Musaf, then you repeat Musaf. Okay. Tav Chaf Vav. Birkas Halavana Uzmana. So the bracha for the new moon. Sephardic Sidurim always call it Birkat Halavana. Ashkenazim call it Kiddush Levana. Okay. Aleph. Haroe Levana Bechidusha. When you see a new moon, right, starting out, Mevarech, we'll see how new. So you say the bracha, Asher b'mamaro barash hachakim v'chule. It's a whole nusach, it's in the siddur. Hagav, v'ein l'kadesh hachodesh ela b'layla, b'eitch elevana zarachat, v'nehinin me'ora. You can only say the bracha if it's dark enough. Okay, so better to wait until after Beina Shemashos, to be safe, as the Mishnah verse says. And it has to be that you can get some kind of benefit from the light. In other words, you can see it clearly enough that you can get some kind of benefit. Poskim write, if there's a very thin layer of clouds covering the moon completely, as long as you can still see the moon and you still get some kind of light that comes through, perhaps you can look at a coin, whatever it is, to see heads or tails, then that's enough to say the bracha. If it's a thick layer of clouds and you can barely see the moon or barely get any light out of it, so then you're not allowed to say the bracha. Okay. Post can point out, someone who's blind also says the bracha, Katan says the bracha. Okay, what about women? So according to the Gemara, we see for sure that women are allowed to say the bracha. There was a minhag for women to say the bracha. That's in Sanhedrin, Mem Beis. However, the general minhag is women do not say it. Number one, they're not mechuyev. That's a question if anyone's mechuyev, but they're not mechuyev. It's a mitzvah asei she'esman grama. And also, the women are said to have caused the pigam elevana, that the original sin that made that there's a connection between them and the levana, the moon, and that is which gets weakened, and then atzid lavo, according to a midrash, it will be strong again like a sun. So anyway, so they were part of that.
Yesh omrim, after they're above it, they don't need it.
So someone says Yesh Omrim, Moshe says that they don't need it. Okay, some write it's better for them not to say. Certainly, if they did say it, it's not a bracha levatala. That's for sure. Some say it's better for them not to say, just to listen to a man say it or nothing. Or there's actually some say that they should say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Mechadesh Chodashim. A shortened version. That's what we see in the Gemara. Anyways, okay, let's go on. Generally, they don't say. I don't know of any woman who does it. Okay. I don't know of women who listen to men do it either. But, okay. Beis. Ein mevarachin al hayareach, ela b'motzei Shabbos, keshehu mevusam, uvigadav na'im. A person should say, L'chadchila, a person should try to say the bracha when they are dressed in beautiful clothing and they have perfume on them. Because then it's more kavod to the bracha, more kavod to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see. Let me just quote real quick. It's related to this, and it's related to this, and as we're going to keep reading, the Gemara says, "Kol mevarech mizmano." Anyone who says this bracha in its proper time, whatever that is, we'll explain. Ki ilu mekabel penei shechina. It's as if he receives the penei of the shechina. So this is obviously we are talking to when we say the bracha. We are not talking to the moon. We're not davening to the moon. We're going to see there's a couple of minhagim to stress that, like some say Aleinu, Ashkenazim say Aleinu afterwards, in order to stress that, they make sure some face the moon, some bedavka turn away from the moon when they say the bracha because of the chashash. People think that we might be davening to the moon, and some people are very careful not to bend their knees or not to bow down. That's in particular why the minhag by Ashkenazim, when they say Meraktim, a lot of them, they just stand up on their tippy toes. They pump themselves up, but they're not springing themselves with their knees. Many Sephardim actually do make a little bit of a jump, but okay. Again, it's just a chashash achumra to show that we're not davening to the moon. So anyways, what does it mean to be mekabel penei shechina? So again, it's just more of a mashal than anything else. I don't know how literal to take it. There's a few different perushim. I'll just touch upon them real brief. The Bir Halacha points out, what does it mean, Makabo Penei Shechina? It's because when we look at the moon and the stars, it reminds us of Maisa Bereishis and how incredible HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what Hashem created, and how they every single day they follow and do exactly as they're told. They're in the right positions as they're told. And it's like a super bracha of Osem Maisa Bereishis. And that is Makabo Penei Shechina. When we say the bracha. Again, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we say this. So we're mekabel penei shechina, not to the moon, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what everyone points out. The Maharsha is a little bit different take on it. He says the bracha represents, and the moon just represents, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're davening only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're focused and aroused our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His commitment to us, that Klal Yisrael will be His forever, and we will once again in the future be great again, like we used to, and with the Geula v'chule. Ben Yoyada says it's more of an emphasis on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malchus, and that's why Bizmano, he says, better al pi Kabbalah, the Zayin Sfiros, Zayin Malchus, is it's better to say it after the seventh day. And one last take on this for today is the Maharal. The Maharal says the moon is closest to us. We have the greatest shaychus to it from all the constellations, and we share the concept of getting better and greater and having good days and bad days or periods in history. So we have a shaychus closer to the moon, and at the same time the moon, that's why we're the Kabbal Panei, because we can actually get a little bit closer than the sun or other stars farther away. But it also, the moon lives in the Elyonim, in the stars, in the sky. And it also represents, on some level, it also represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the Shemaim, per se. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is sholeit on this world. And the moon is also sholeit on our weather, on certain things, light. It has a certain shlita on us as well. Periods, whatever it might be, the moon is also sholeit on us. So therefore, okay, it represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so since it represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but again, the focus is on us davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now, what's special about Motzei Shabbos? So we mentioned you're dressed. Also, Yom Tov, Motzei Yom Tov, the same idea. So we see the Shulchan Aruch, and many, or most, say it's Lechatchila. We push it off a little bit for Shabbos. We don't say it necessarily on the first day. But the Gra, the Bach, and others do say it on the first day possible, because they don't want a mitzvah to lahachmitz, to push off a mitzvah. So two different approaches. Both are obviously acceptable. Okay. Some say it's better to push it off until, we're about to read that. Let me read a little bit. Now, we're going to see that it's nice to say it also on Motzei Shabbos, because you, it's ideally, you want to be bekabel p'nei shechina with a minyan, or at least three people, but even a minyan is most preferable. But really, the mi'ikar adin, a person is allowed to say it alone. Okay, and someone should not wait for a minyan if he's going to miss out, like he's only got another day or two, or he's afraid it's going to be cloudy. We'll see. The only time you push it off is when you've still got like another 5 days to go. Again, different takes a little bit, 10 days, 11 days. Let's assume we'll go with the 11th. You still, you have the five more days to go. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And then, we're not so worried about the clouds. Of course, it also depends where one lives and how likely the clouds are going to be, but that's the general. Aval imhu acharkach, if Motzei Shabbos is going to be later, don't wait. Ein mamtini al Motzei Shabbos. Just say it right away. Shema yu shnei lilot, v'shlosh arba aniyim, v'lo yiru alevanav yavor hazman. Because maybe you only have a couple more days left and it's going to be cloudy and you're going to miss out on the whole bracha altogether. What a chaval. Okay, so ukishemakachim ata bechol yeshel bosh begadim naim. You should wear nice clothing if it's during the week. The minhag nowadays is not to get dressed and change. Okay, you could, but that's usually we're not so makbid on that. Should an avel, someone who's a mourner, say we're about to see how this comes up with Tisha B'Av. I mean, lechatchila, a mourner is not allowed to, should not say. Again, if you said it, you're yotzei, but should lechatchila not say it, and he should wait until he's out of avelus. After the 7 days, and unless of course it gets close, it's a machlokas achronim. How close do you want to wait? 11 days, 13 days, whatever. How close do you want to get to missing the possibility of not saying the bracha? Depending, you know, how much you want to worry about saying the bracha versus not being an avel, and all right, which is stronger? And Chazan Avadia points out, we're about to see that an avel is allowed to walk outside to say the bracha, so that you say it without a, so that you can say it without a roof above your head outside the house. We'll get there in a moment. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, velo kodem Yom Kippurim, and not from Rosh Chodesh until Yom Kippur, we don't say Kiddush Levana. So some do, some don't. Again, that's machlokas minhagim. The reason why not to is because of the week of Tisha B'Av, we're in a state of avelus, and if the week of Yom Kippur, we're afraid of Yom Hadin. So we're afraid. We're not besimcha, so we shouldn't say the mitzvah, say the bracha. Some do say it because it's another mitzvah, and we want every chance to do every mitzvah in order to skip the tails in our, the scales in our, favor. Okay? And then he says, v'metzei Yom Kippur, mekachin ota da'ashorim besimcha. Now after Yom Kippur, we get slicha, we feel good, even if we're still fasting, we say that we can say it right away. But we don't say at Motzei Tisha B'Av because all night we're still in a little bit of a velus or sad, so we shouldn't say it. However, the poskim all point out, Ashkenazim and Sephardim, is nowadays we do say on Motzei Tisha B'Av, but many say you should make sure you put your shoes on and even eat something first. So some people eat and come back to shul, some people eat something in shul, and some people, if they know they're not going to get a minyan anymore, then if they might say it anyway. Okay. Just lechat chila, fine. Let's go on. Ve'ei mekachin ota b'motzei Shabbat shechal bo Yom Tov. Also, if it's Yom Tov, like Yom Tov is Saturday night, Sunday, we don't say lechat chila, we don't say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay. Exactly why, it's not so clear. Maybe I'll pee Kabbalah. Shar HaTzion says maybe it has to do with people used to lead to dancing, and we don't dance on Shabbos. Okay. Or Yom Tov.
That's only Shmuz, right?
For a mitzvah, you're allowed to. If it's the last night, yeah, definitely. If it's Shabbos and you're afraid, even a couple days before and it might be cloudy, Shabbos, you don't, even though there's a custom not to say Kiddush Levana or Birkas Levana on Shabbos, you would say it on Shabbos, you would say it on Yom Tov if you're going to lose the chance to say it. Okay? V'tole einav umiyasher raglav, and when you say the bracha, mashma, the whole bracha, some of the poskim point out, you should be looking at the moon, and you should stand straight, because to show honor, makabel p'nei shechina, umevarech me'umad, and you say the bracha standing because of honor, same thing. And okay, so it happens to be a machloket. Some point out the Magen Avraham Shem the Shla. Just look at it for a second before you say the bracha, because you have to look at it before you say the bracha, and then that's it. Don't look at it anymore when you say the bracha again, because we're afraid it looks like a varizara. Okay, ve'omer shalosh pa'amim siman tov tehilcho Yisrael, baruch yotzeich, there's a whole nasach to say something three times, hagav ve'roket, shalosh pa'amim, and you jump up or three times, kenegda ve'omer kishem sha'ani roket, just like I dance, and I can't reach you, so don't let the enemies reach us, and you should punish the enemies, v'chule, v'tipol aleyem, v'gomer mefreya ka'eben yidmu shalosh pa'amim. Okay, v'yomer l'chaveru shalosh pa'amim shalom alecha. There's a minhag to say shalom alecha. Why? Because so the Mishnah Berurah gives one reason from the Magen Avraham, that we just said that the enemy should get punished, but we're saying to our friends or to the Jewish people, but no, not to you, you should have shalom. Another reason I heard is because we just, when it comes, the whole moon represents, right? We have good, Klal Yisrael history is sometimes has good highs and lows. And part of the lows of being in galus is sinas chinam. That's what caused it. So we want to be lead to ge'ula and chidush and growing the moon and ourselves. So that's through shalom and ahavat shalom and through saying shalom aleichem, even to people you know and people you don't know. U'meishiv havei kishoel. When you answer, it's like you ask as well. And v'nohagin lomar davi ma'isachai v'kayem shemalchuto nimshal levan v'ati l'chadish kamota. So we know that just like the whole malchus of David has ups and downs, and same thing with Klal Yisrael, u'kenesus Yisrael tachzor lidabik lebala shiru kodesh baruch hu. And one of the main highlights of the whole bracha and our relationship we already explained through this bracha to a kodesh baruch hu is our connection and how we will be once again, times of Geula, be great again. Dugmas halavanash hamitchadeshet imachama, just like represented by the moon, which will be great with the sun. Shinemar shemesh umagen Hashem v'chulei ulchach osin simachot v'rukadim v'kiresh achodesh dugmat simchas nesuin. So that's what makes it a joyous time, and some people sing and dance afterwards because of this concept. Gimel. Ad ima sai mevarchin aleha. Until when can you say the bracha? So this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch we're about to read, and Mikar Din for Ashkenazim and Sfardim, the Bir Alecha points out. What do you get? Ad tet zayin miyom hamolad velo tet zayin bichlal. You get exactly 15 complete days, me'eit le'eit, from the time of the molad. V'ein l'kadesh ala ad chatzi chavtet yudbet tashbet sigimu min hamolad. The Ramah holds, no. A month is really 29 and a half hours and 793 chalakim, which is about 4/5 of an hour. So it's just over 29 and a half. You divide that by half. So you really get about 14 3/4 of a day from the molad. So that's what the Ramah paskins. And the Bir Alecha says, Bishat Adchak, you can be makel up to a full 15 days. That's 15 times 24 hours from the Molad. Okay. That's it. Dalet. Ein mevarchin aleha chiavru shiva yamim aleha. When's the earliest time to say it? So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait until 7 days go by because you want the moon to be Nikar. Again, there might be something else, Pisod we mentioned, but and again, it's a discussion in the Gemara. Most poskim, or it seems from the Gemara, that the Rishonim, the Iker, and the Achronim is 3 full days, 72 hours from the Molad. Once that passes, you're allowed to, and that's the Minag by Ashkenazim, is once they get to 3 days, they're good to go. Sfardim need to generally should wait. Again, it's the minhag is to wait a full 7 days, or even six and a half days. The chazam, it's mentioned in, I think it's in Yechavadas by Chelek Beis by Rav Avad Yosef. So there's a little wiggle room for 6.5 days. And again, of course, if you already said it, within the 3 days or 7 days, I would not repeat it with the bracha. Sharatiyam points out, there's a Rishon who says, even after 1 day, once you can see it, b'di'evit, it works. Okay, so then, don't repeat it with the bracha, Hashem v'malchus. Let's look in the Sharatiyam. Yeah, in the Yad Ramah. Okay. Okay. So again, there's a machloket. Should you wait 3 days or 7 days, or wait for Shabbos or not, or immediately after 3 days? So some of the chronim and the grads do it right away. Okay, we mentioned that. Hagag. Ve'ein mekadshin alevana tachat hagag. And you should not say it underneath a roof, which means indoors. You should go outdoors, because you're going outside to give kavod and mekabel, your guest, or not the guest really, mekabel pnei ashchina, much greater than a guest. Mishnah Berurah points out you should be tachat kippat hashamayim, underneath the stars. Some quote the Chazon Ish, the Dirshu, for example, quotes the Chazon Ish who used to go outside his front door, but still have the roof of the building above him, and that's good enough. When it says tachas hagag, it means outside your house. Lav dafka kippat hashamayim. Okay. Okay, now all of this is just lechatchila, that it should be inside your house. You should go outside. Again, if someone can't go outside, person is sick, whatever it is, he can't get out, he just says it indoors. Obviously, he needs to look through the window, because you need to see the moon. And some of a chumrat, again, you can say it through a window, through a glass, you can say it with your glasses on. Some are machmer lechatchila, as a chumrah, to open up the window, or perhaps take off your glasses, but that's certainly not the needed lahalacha. Certainly not. Tav chav zayin, kishiroe chodesh, shneyami mechot v'mishtaros. Okay, how do you write the dates? So aleph, kishirosh chodesh, shneyami, whenever rosh chodesh is 2 days, so what do you do? Kot v'mishtaros b'yom rishon, on the first day you would write b'yom rosh chodesh, both days you would write b'yom rosh chodesh, the month, shehu yom shloshim lachodesh avar. So on the first day you would say, which is the 30th day of the previous month, you just list the month. V'haminyan l'chodesh miyom hasheni v'kotvin be'echad l'chodesh. And then on the second day you would write be'echad l'chodesh. Hagav. However, when it comes to mekishem avrin hashana for the year kotvin for Adar, he writes kotvin ba'Adar rishon Adar stam. If it's the first Adar, you just write down Adar. You don't specify. And the Mishnah Berurah says nowadays everyone does say you do specify. In Uba Sheni, and in the second Adar, then you specify the words Adar Sheni. Okay, let's start this one. Tav Chav Chet. Seder Kviyas HaMoedim Kriyas HaParshios. Okay, interesting about dates and holidays. So Aleph. Elo Yamim Sheim Kovim Behem HaMoedim. These are the days when you do not establish Moedim. Really, it's all about, let's read, Lo Adu Rosh Hashanah. It's all about the first day Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Aleph, Sunday, Dalet, Wednesday, Vav, Friday. And everything else is just follows just because of that. Why is that so important? Because we don't want Yom Kippur to be on Friday. We don't want Yom Kippur to be on Sunday. Because if they're back to back, you have 2 days of an Isser Malacha. And what's the problem? So the main reason that we follow the Halacha, it's mentioned in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, is because of dead bodies. We don't want the dead bodies to be not being able to bury them, and they'll be masriach. And they smell bad, and it's not covered, v'chule. Another reason, which is not necessarily the halacha, it's a whole discussion over there in the Gemara, but also you want fresh fruit, or vegetables, really, yerakot, vegetables. Okay, so that's why it's all because of that, and
what do you
think
on Tuesday?
We're on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday. So that's not a problem. The problem is, we don't want, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on one of those 3 days, I think that's on Sunday, then what will happen? Hoshana Rabbah could fall out on Shabbos. And we don't want us never to do the minhag of Aravos. Otherwise you'll have a whole year of no Aravos whatsoever. And the Beis HaMikdash was Docha Shabbos, but for us it's not. So it's 2 days is because of Yom Kippur, back to back to Shabbos, 2 days, and the other one is Hoshana Rabbah. Now, and because of that, v'lo gimel aleph vav on Yom Kippurim, v'lo zavad on Purim. So Purim can't fall out on the 7th day, 2nd day, or the fourth day of the week. V'lo badu Pesach. Pesach can't come out on Bet Dalet Vav. V'lo gahaz etzeret, and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah can't come out on those days. V'lo gimel Chanukah, and therefore the Chanukah can never start on Tuesday. V'lo agu yom tzom Esther. Tanis Esther can never fall out on one of those 3 days. V'lo badu tzom Tammuz v'av, and it can never fall out on those days until the fast of Yud Zayin B'Tammuz or Tisha B'Av. Right? It just follows all because of Lo Adu Rosh. And therefore, also, La'olam b'yom shiyah Purim yalak b'omer. Whenever Purim falls out, that day of the week, that'll be the same day as Lag B'omer, just by definition, 9 weeks later. V'siman Peleg, and the siman for that is Peleg, Pet, Pei is Purim, Lam Gimel is Lag B'omer. V'yom shiyah Chanukah, ye'atzeret shiyah chesidran al chesirim. And just by definition, so too, I'm just going to read one more after this, but just, and therefore by definition, whatever the day of Atzeret falls out, that's the day that Atzeret is Shavuos, that's the day that Chanukah is going to fall out. And again, the 2 months that can change between, everything else has a set calendar, so everything always has an exact science, the numbers, nothing moves, everything's always fixed, like we just read. The only time is you can't cross Cheshvan and Kislev. All the months on either side of Cheshvan and Kislev, because those sometimes, some years, they're both 29 days, both 30, or one and one. And so that's the only thing that you can't cross that direction and have a set calendar. So let's just read quickly. And because of that, Beis is Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, because of the set calendar, Rosh Chodesh can only fall out on these days. Nisan is Agaz, Iyar is Begaz, Sivan is Agdu, Tammuz is Aghu, Av is Baduz, Elul is Avdu, Tishrei is Begaz, and Mar Cheshvan, so it depends if you want to be Goresis or not. The Mishnah Berurah says it should be Badhaz. But if you want to do Gadu, it refers to whatever, let's read on. It depends which case would that work out. It's only, he says it's Dochak, so he doesn't like it, but he says that's it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, and that's referring to the first day, which doesn't fit the pattern of everything else we just read. Everything else we just said refers to the second day of a double Rosh Chodesh, because that's the first day of the month. Kislev is Av, Gad, or Hav, it could be anyone. Tevis could be Abba Gadu, Shvat could be Begad Haz, Adar could be Zavdu, could be Ibor Adar Harishon, Badhaz Vesheni Baduz. Okay, let me just read Gimel. I want to just finish this. Siman Nekvias HaMoadim. This is very interesting. The Torah points out there's a very famous At Bash Gardak Hatz Vav. So that's 6 holidays. Every day, as you look at Pesach, what are the 7 days of Pesach? Here we only have 6. This is based on Atbash, and each one refers to one. Biyom Rishon Shel Pesach Yeh LeOlam Tisha B'Av. The first day of Pesach is always Tisha B'Av. V'Siman Al Matzot Merim Yachlu. Okay, right. The first day, the first letter is the first day, is what day of the month, which day of the week it corresponds to, and then Tav is for Tisha B'Av, and the Siman is because of it's Pesach Al Matzot and Morim, a bitter day of Tisha B'Av. B'Yom Sheni, that's going to be Shavuos. B'Yom HaShlishi, Bo Rosh Hashanah. And right, the letters just fit. Shin, and then Reish. B'Yom Revi, Bo Kriyas HaTorah. Kuf stands for Kriyas HaTorah, which is Simchas Torah, the second day Yontov and Chutz Laretz. B'Yom Chamishi, Bo Tzom Kippur. B'Yom Shishi, the 6 days, Bo Purim Sha'avar. And some just point out, perhaps Yom Yud Zayin, references to an Ayin of Yom Atzmut, which is always Hei'ir.